Hey there, demons. It's me, your boy. I'm.
This is a journey
beyond the darkness, beyond the grave, to an unexplored dimension.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Hello, and welcome to Heather's Spooky Ass Podcast. That sounds way dumber than I thought it would, but it's fine. Today I have Mark. And Mark, you have to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Mark Anthony. That's my full first name. Thank you. If you know me, you know me. Gang.
Today, we're going to talk about Dudley Town, even though I keep wanting to call it Dudleyville.
Fun fact, my grandfather was like Devon Dudley's neighbor at one point, like in the night.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, this is when I realized that like that you guys didn't really get paid that like as much as I thought they did.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, tell us about Dudley Town.
All right, so like before anything, we had a whole podcast before.
Yeah.
And something happened. I don't know. Technology sucks. And I was way more prepared that time than I am in this time. But anyway.
That's fine, though, because to be fair,
TBF,
we don't think Dudley Town is haunted.
No. I mean, not right. No, we don't.
No, we came to the conclusion last time that it's probably lead poisoning. Or something to that effect that has caused the things that happened in Dudley Town.
Yeah, because the story is the Dudleys came to Connecticut from England, blah, blah, blah. They were supposedly descendants of, again, I was more prepared last time.
So I can kind of read it because I have damned Connecticut open.
Yeah,
you can. So it says,
love you.
I'm going to read it verbatim from Damned Connecticut, just because I don't remember the story, but it said, like much of Connecticut, settlers came to the area, what is now the little quiet town of Cornwall in the mid-18th century, and that includes the first Dudleys, who came from England via Guildford, which, by the way, is a county in North Carolina where I used to live, to the Litchfield Hills in 1747. This helped create what became a thriving community known as Owlsbury, primarily fueled through the region's growing iron industry. Homes were built, the land was farmed, and iron was forged. The town grew and prospered, and all was well. Until what some attribute to the demise of the town to be multiple mundane factors. It'd be great if my computer would, like...
That until was so weak. You're supposed to be like, until.
Yeah. No.
Spooky podcast my ass.
I'm not all that spooky.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you see, I find all that shit, like, terrible when I listen to podcasts. Like, it makes me not want to listen to podcasts.
Until. I'm going to do the whole podcast in this voice.
Is that your white person voice? Because that's what it sounds like.
No, my white person voice sounds a lot like this. Hey, I'm Mark Anthony Rios.
See, now you give him, like, your full name. Well, no, Mark Rios.
You can cut my last name out of that, please. I forgot about that.
Okay, so there was a demise in the town, right, which was the depletion of farmlands, the decline of the area's iron industry, the natural progression of younger Americans heading west to settle new lands. It's really weird to me because you and I have been on the East Coast for so long. And then there is the curse.
The curse
extended to the village they had helped found. Whatever the cause, the Dudleys died off and the settlement's population continued to dwindle until the turn of the 20th century when the last resident finally gave up and abandoned what was left of the town. The surrounding forest slowly swallowed up the houses and buildings, and today only the remnants of what had been are a few crumbling foundations and empty cellars, and of course the curse of the Dudleys. So really quick, I find this hilarious because... How the fuck does a forest just swallow stuff?
Hey man, forests can be forests too. They're not, obviously they're not spitters, they're not quitters. Forest swallow.
Alright. They're team marker.
yes.
So basically the Dudleys were cursed.
Yeah, they were supposedly, and which like again, we found out that wasn't true either.
Yeah.
They were supposedly related to Edmund Dudley, who betrayed King Henry the VIII.
Okay.
Or seven.
They betrayed somebody.
Yeah. So one of the King Henrys, 7th or 8th, and they got cursed and whatever, so their lineage got cursed, and that's what happened. They're like, oh yeah, the and whoever went to the town went crazy and blah blah blah. They made up the story that Mary Cheney killed herself in Dudley Town, even though they said that she's never even been there before.
Yes. They were Twitter before Twitter.
Yeah, it's very much like the really shitty part of the grapevine, like the rotten part of it.
Yeah, so Damned Connecticut says that the story goes that anyone who's tried to live in what had been Dudley Town has come into some terrible misfortune. Over the years, there has allegedly been everything from suicides to demonic possessions and all the hysterical drama between. The Warrens, who last time we talked about this, we also talked about how much we disliked the Warrens, famously recorded a Halloween special from Dudley Town in the early 1970s, declaring it officially demonically possessed. No offense to the Warrens, who are now both dead, and if they want to haunt me, they are more than fucking welcome to. I don't believe in demonic possessions.
So she has, like, a whole, like, area of land.
Yeah, like, remember, I was brought up in the Catholic Church where, like, demonic possessions were, like, big. Especially if, like, you're Hispanic. And, like, to me, it's such a weird thing. Like, I guess being older and having studied, like, psychology, a lot of it just screams schizophrenia to me for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, it does not scream... demons actually, which now means that demons are probably gonna like haunt me.
They got your ass.
We got that podcast.
She said it. She's been believing it. Now we got her. But yeah, I don't like really. Oh yeah, like this whole fucking plot of land is demonically possessed. And we even said like even if like that was some kind of case like. We didn't think, like, there was, like, some curse from, like, England. Like, if it was a curse, it was probably because they were on, like, a barrier.
American land.
Yeah. Because white people love that shit for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know. And, like, my other thing is, too, because we talked about how Dudley Town, like, when you were told about it, right, that it was, like, there's no animals or something there.
Yeah, it's very quiet. It's one of those places where, oh yeah, you go there and you lose all your cell reception.
Yeah, and that's why you and I were talking about it's probably lead and things like lead as opposed to demons.
Demons, whatever. Because, yeah, like we said, like the Warrens bullshit it a lot.
Yes, that's what they're mostly known for.
Yeah, so you know, like, it's not, I'm sorry, but you're not going to go, oh yeah, this is totally not, is it fucking eerie as fuck? I'm pretty sure.
Aren't most things that are quiet eerie as fuck? Because, like, where I live, across from me, there's, like, and you'll see it when you're here in a few weeks, there's a bunch of, like, wooded area, right? And if you walk past it, like, when I walk Kirk, it's really quiet, and it can be eerie, because it's quiet, like, you don't know what's out there. Is that not how it works?
Yeah, especially, like, you know, again, like you said, if there's no animals, no noise, or anything like that, yes.
That's something
that's, like, oh, that's fucking, that's wild, but I'm not gonna, I don't know, like, it's not haunted.
Okay, so Damn Connecticut goes on to talk about that the area has also drawn the attention of those enthralled with dark forces and demonic rituals, plus a healthy number of amateur ghostbusters and teenagers simply searching for trouble. Let's be real, the teenagers weren't searching for trouble, they were searching for somewhere to have sex.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like, let's be honest here. Of course, much of the mythology around the curse of Dudley Town has been debunked by a Dudley descendant. Okay, the Reverend Gary P. Dudley. That's
the most... The Reverend Devon Dudley.
Oh, my God. Reverend... See, now I'm convinced that the Dudleys, wrestling-wise, got this from here. That's it. I'm convinced.
Big Dick Dudley is cursed. R.I.P. Big Dick Dudley, by the way.
The other big thing about Dudley Town that you might really liked was they're owned by the Dark Entry Forest Association.
Yes. This is why we were just like, you know what? I don't blame people for thinking that this is like something is up because the Dark Entry Forest Association. This is either haunted or it's about Amy.
Yeah, those are like the only two options.
It's like, yo, you're either, like, some really fucked up organization or, like, you like to get fucked up the ass.
No, I remember we looked them up and all they do is, like, plant trees.
Yeah, and it's like, why are you, like, why did you waste a super cool name? Like,
all they do is plant fucking trees.
It's like the Dark Entry. And so what, the planet of three-year trees or, like, I still say it's an underground sex club.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. It's Connecticut. Pretty sure a bunch of the people who live out there are swingers just from being bored.
You know what? I didn't ask to be called out like this.
And yet, here we are.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like that, it's just like it's such an eerie name. I can understand why people are just like, yo, something has to be up here. That's, like, on some, like, Raccoon City shit, like.
Have you ever been out there? No, right?
I haven't been out there. Because, like, I don't know. I don't know why. I think, like, when we were younger. Because, like, when we were really interested, we were younger. And, like, at that point, we were like, oh, well, we can't go there. It's illegal and blah, blah, blah. And now I just don't give a fuck.
Oh, you believed in, like, illegal.
I mean, it was just far. And so, obviously, no one was taking us there.
Okay, yeah, because there was a house, like, by where my cousins lived when I was little. It was this big old, like, white house, and it was supposedly haunted. I remember we weren't allowed, but, like, all my cousins were older than me, so I would, like, go wherever they went, and so we rode our bikes there one day, and I was the only one that was able to hop the fence.
Oh, God. Like,
nobody else could jump over the fence, so I fucking walked up. And I don't know if it was haunted or what was going on, but that house seriously, like, creeped me the fuck out. And so I left.
I get that. I definitely get that.
Yeah, that, like, I had to jump back over the fence, and my cousins were like, what did you see? And I was just like, nothing. And I was like, why couldn't you guys jump the fence? And then I watched them trying to jump the fence, and, like, it was really embarrassing. I'm still embarrassed by it, because they were so loud.
The big, like, haunted, like, kind of thing around, like, not, it's not really around me, it's, like, a few towns away, like, it's by UConn. It's called Mansfield Training Center, and, like, we've been there and, like, around there. And, like, it's very fucking eerie over there, because, like, like, the Mansfield Training Center, it used to be, like, a, insane asylum.
Okay.
And shit like that, and then, like, not too far from it, there's a fucking graveyard, and then right by the graveyard, there's a fucking lake.
Okay, yeah, that screams, like, just eerie.
Yeah, so, like, one time we went out there, and it was, like, me, my cousins, and whatever, and friend, and my father drove us out there, because, like, I don't know, we were just like, fuck it, let's go check this weird shit out. And as soon as we go into the woods, like, maybe, like, a minute into walking into the woods, we hear this fucking, this is going to sound super Caucasian, but blood-curdling scream. In the woods, and we're just like, yeah, we're fucking out of here. So we're running out, and like we to go like out of the woods, like or in there, you have to be like you're by the lake already. So our friend fucking almost pushes me into the fucking lake to get me out of the way so he can run back to the van. And I'm just like, okay, I'm really like, I'm about to throw hands, but and then we turn the van lights on. We just see my cousin on top of the fucking van because he's so scared, like something's gonna happen. He jumped on top of the van.
That is so funny. Okay, so the only, like, real, like, super spooky thing that I've had happen in Miami, because I have others in other cities that I've gone to, because you know me long enough to know that I will go to all the spooky things in all the different places.
Scary Rolling Stone or...
in Miami, so I was like, I had to have been like 12 at the time. And my cousins, the ones that I was closest to, are 2 years older than me. They were both like 14 at the time, and their little girlfriends came with us. And I remember the one girlfriend, because she was kind of a cunt. So where I lived at the time, across the road from my parents' house was just woods, right? Like, just woods. Now it's like a Publix and stuff, but back then it was just woods and nothing else for fucking miles. In fact, the woods ended where my uncle's house was, right? So, and that was like a 30-40 minute walk away.
Yeah,
so we went into the woods one day because I was just like, I want to go see my uncle, and I don't really want to walk on like the super busy street where all like the truckers and shit are on. So we walked through the woods, and I kind of knew how to get there because I had gone with my dad a couple times. And when you get like, I want to say it was like a mile into the woods, there was a car, an abandoned fucking car. And now I'm confused because the trees are all like maybe a few feet away from each other. So I don't know how this car got to this part of the woods. And my older cousin, because they were twins, he was like, I dare you to go near it. And I was like, all right. So I was like, I'm walking towards it. All you hear is fucking, like, screaming. And I thought it was, like, my cousins and the girlfriends, like, kind of being pains in the asses. And I look back at all of them, and they're all a lot tanner than I am, and they were whiter than I was at that point.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, should I stop? And my cousin's like, no. So I keep walking towards the
car. Oh,
and like my dumbass just keeps fucking going because I was like, whatever. So as I get closer, the scream starts again. And I was like, okay, who's fucking with me at this point? So I look back. My cousins all fucking took off back towards my house.
Wow.
And then so whatever, I went back. I told my dad. My dad was like, all right, take me to where the car is. We go back. The car wasn't there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then, like, a few years later, when they were tearing that all down, somebody's body was found in there. So I was okay, cool. Yeah. But then a few years later, you and I were already friends by then, I think. One Christmas, there was, like, a stabbing in there for something that I was home alone. And I was like, oh, cool, someone died. Awesome. But, yeah, that's probably, like, the creep. Because, like, where I lived, it wasn't – I lived, like, on the outskirts of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So it was mainly like farming land for the most part.
Rural.
Yeah, well, not really though, because it's like, so obviously we both love The Office. You remember how Stanley talks about Florida City?
Yeah.
I lived in between Florida City and Miami. And like, I didn't even live in Woods Homestead.
Yeah.
It was just unincorporated Miami. Legitimately, that was the name of it. Unincorporated Miami. Which is now, by the way, they want to rename it something else, some other weird
Untitled.
Yeah, my parents were telling me about it the other day, and I was like, that's fucking dumb. But there's really, like, nothing, like, haunted over there. When you come to visit me here in Tennessee, for as long as I will be here, we're going to go to the Bellwitch Cave.
Going to a cave?
Yeah, we're going to go to the Bellwitch Cave.
Where is your
face says no.
No, I'm like, what is it?
Like, to go with me? Okay, so the Bellwitch Cave is a lady, she's a witch who supposedly put a curse on this one guy that was friends with Andrew Jackson. I don't remember the entire story because I heard about it the night of the ghost tour that I went on with Porter. I forgot that I have to call him Porter on this. And let's be real, that night I was a little distracted with something else, so I don't remember the exact story. But the Bellwitch Cave is not that far from me, and we're going to go to that. And we're also going to go to the Two Rivers Mansion. Two Rivers Mansion is supposedly the site of a whole bunch of, like, terrible things that have happened. My dogs are fighting.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Stop. Thank you. But yeah, it's really, like, all the haunted stuff that I know here.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know anything here. In St. Louis, though, when we go out there, there is the Exorcist House, which I was trying to see if I could rent. Because, you know, that'd be cool.
It would be cool.
Perfect. To be a part of the podcast. He has things to add.
You gonna park for me? Kurt, I miss you, man. I haven't seen you in so long.
We might take him with us to the Bellwitch Cave. Kirk likes hauntings. I don't know if Chalky does, though.
Chalky's so chill.
For those that don't know, Kirk is my dog and Chalky's my other dog.
You could have said they're my dogs.
Yeah, but like I have to give them individuality here or they get jealous of one another. It's like at night they each sleep on one side of me. Kirk takes the side near the window, Chalky's always near the door.
Yeah, Piper just sleeps on top of me, either on my legs or my back. It's like fantastic. You're not like 80 pounds.
Yeah, that's like Kirk, who does not like to acknowledge the fact that he is 65 pounds.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Chalky's going to be 200 pounds, so we're going to cut that out, like, now.
Yeah. That's a whole ass man, like.
Yeah, I'm trying to get them both to sleep on the floor. But, like, I think, so Kirk has been around for, I've had him, what, a year and a half now?
Yeah,
a year and a half now I've had him. And Kirk is, like, the one that goes, he's the one that led me to the Two Rivers Mansion the first time I went.
Yeah.
When the other apartment flooded, he was the first one awake trying to figure out what the fuck was going on, because Kirk will go and investigate what is going on. Even if right now he does not want to leave my side. So yeah, we're going to do a bunch of spooky things. And then the next...
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah! Man, I should name it Scooby-Doo. My old dog was Scrappy-Doo. He was cute. I miss him. Okay, so the next episode of this is going to be with Porter. We're going to be talking about a corpse that was found in a funhouse.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I've been reading a lot about it, and I have so many questions for him that he's not going to be able to answer, and I hope he doesn't listen to this so he doesn't know that, just in case.
Surprise attack?
I'm sorry?
I said surprise attack.
Yeah, sneak attack. Like in the Kims.
Or like in Boy Meets World when Eric was dressing like the painting.
Yes, yeah, that's the other one.
Sneak attack.
I just think a lot about sneak attack now because of Kim's Convenience, where they were like, no sneak attack.
I love Kim's Convenience so fucking much. Like, fuck. I miss it.
These will get better and more interactive as, like, it goes on. This one was just kind of chitty.
This is like a redo episode, so this is basically a sloppy second.
Yeah, which, this
like,
is
I do not, like... discriminate against sloppy seconds, so.
Yeah, this is completely a sloppy second, and it's my new computer's fault, which I'm not sure what the fuck happened, but I'm supposed to send it to Dell to get it fixed, so.
Yeah, so I'll be back, and we'll have a more prepared episode.
Yeah, you'll 100% be back in about 4 weeks.
Very true.
Because when you're here, we'll record again on something else.
Yeah, you can pick the topic this up.
Oh, I already did. Don't worry. I'll tell you about it after. All right. Tell people where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at AnsoniSan, AnsoniSan. That's basically it, because I don't have an Instagram as much as people try to make me. And Facebook, who gives a fuck about Facebook? So find me on Twitter for all kinds of cute things, like my face.
All right, that's the end. I'm going to cut this off now.